Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Every time you control it, you give me one like a forest. That's your life when you hold it. This you want diamonds.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
That's Nasty C and Tiwa Savage on your radio. We also checked out KP Illest and Ice Prince with Energy, and we had new music from Michael Pauls and Regard. 8:37. We told you that we'll hear from the most awarded gospel artists in the country. We told you we will hear from a motivational speaker. We told you that we will hear from the renowned gospel artist, Mr. Naftali Amukolelele. But we know him as D-Nav. D-Nav, moro omes.
Yeah, how are you, man?
All good, player. What's happening, player? What's happening? What's happening? You good?
Beautiful morning today. Woke up straight from my king's bed there in my house.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You say, in no way, shape, or form are you preparing for anything less?
No, it's not going to happen. Not now, not ever.
Now, if you missed it, the reason why we're speaking to D-Nav is because D-Nav was arrested in Windhoek last week on multiple charges of fraud. He was charged at the Windhoek police station around midday before being taken to the Windhoek Magistrate Court, where he was granted bail of $5,000. The singer, now on the line right now with us, faces 6 charges, 3 counts of forgery and 3 counts of uttering forged documents. D-Nav, let's get right into it, Taputa. Let's not waste time, my man. These 6 counts that have been leveled against you. Talk to us about that. What is the 3 counts of forgery mean? What does that mean? In contextualize it for us, Puta.
Okay, that one is a language I don't understand, but I will explain in the easiest possible way. Based on what happened.
Okay.
Because there are so many people out there, especially listeners and followers and the fans that are thinking, why? Why did he do that?
Mm.
Okay, I was caught up in a story that is not mine.
Mm.
Yeah, what happened is that sometime in the beginning of the year, a friend of mine who is a businessman, is not a Namibian, he approached me and he said, and he's not based in Windhoek. He approached me and he said he needed help with somebody that can facilitate his papers at NAMRA. NAMRA now, you know that they've introduced this thing where every company, every business owner, including us, even the musician, we need to pay tax.
Yeah.
And we should be in good standing with them. Otherwise, they will not allow us to operate or they will charge you for that. So it is one of those serious development from NAMRA. So when he came here, because he's not based in Windhoek, he's originally from Okahandja, but he has a business in Oranjemund. So in Windhoek, he can only visit and go. So he needed an agent that can stand between him and NAMRA.
Okay.
Remember, everything that have happened have nothing to do with Home Affairs, where I work. I just want to clear that so that the fans will not, because I see some comments on social media attaching Home Affairs IDs, what permits. Whatever have happened last week has nothing to do with Home Affairs. It's a NAMRA issue, a NAMRA incident.
Uh-huh. Because it was made to seem that what happened was because of what you do at your primary source of income.
That's what many people believed. So I'm going to set their minds free now. Okay. So now, and then he contacted me and said, listen, because we've known each other for so many years, I know that you guys have got agents there that come to Home Affairs and they run errands for people.
Yeah.
Are you able to get me an agent that can help me run my issues with NAMRA in my absence? I told him, yes, I can do that easily. I know a lot of them. So he said, okay, find me some agents and let me know how much they will charge me and then how fast it will go. So I got him some 2 agents. I will not mention the names.
Mm.
I've got them some 2 agents and their brothers. And then I said, okay, I have this man. He needs his tax clearance certificates from NAMRA. he's struggling to get them out because he doesn't have time, plus he's not from town. Are you guys able to do it? They say, yeah, we can do that. Okay, what is the procedure? Tell the doctor to send us his text numbers and what. Then we will go with those to Namra, and we'll see how much he owes Namra, and then we'll tell him what to pay, and then then we can agree on how much he will pay us. No problem. I referred this doctor to these agents. Mm-hmm. That was my job. And that is a mistake I made. By referring my partner or my business friend to these agents is what got me in trouble these days.
Make me understand. Please continue. Please continue.
So then they went and they decided to do what they are doing. These are things that they do every day. I mean, they are not supposed to struggle. They do that every day. And they called me and saying, okay, we are done. Let's meet. I told the doctor, your people are done. You guys should meet so that they can give you your certificates and then you can pay them. Where are we meeting? So we arranged to meet in town, and then they hand him over an envelope with his certificates. And then he paid them. So we went our way. Everybody went home happily, happy. We all thought, those guys are good. They did a good job. So he continued was to now submit those certificates wherever he needed to submit them for text. It was a week, 2 weeks. The doctor calls me. He said, what is it? They're arresting me. So who? And the number of people. Why? The certificates that you guys gave me. Okay. Oh, so I called the guys. You guys, the doctor is arrested because of those certificates. Those certificates should be fake. They said, no, they cannot be fake. Those are real certificates. Doctor is arrested. He spent, I think, a week or so in custody. And then after some days, they called us. They called me and they said, come to Namra. So I went. In fact, they didn't call me. They came to my office. And they came to my office and they called me upstairs. I went there. And then they introduced themselves. I am from money laundering. What division? I'm from fraud division. I'm from all those funny names that you see in that paper.
Yeah.
And we are here to get you. You get me, eh? Okay. We went. They're asking me, do you know Dr. Who? I said, yes, I know the man. Okay, we arrested him a few days ago. Why? No, we found him in possession of a tax clearance certificate that was forged. It's a fraudulent document. Now, you see, the counts are now beginning to make sense now.
The three counts forged.
Yeah. You found him in possession of a forged document. It's a fraudulent document. And when we ask him the question where he got them from, he said he got them from you. I'm like, yeah? Yes. Okay. Tell us your story. So I told them the story the way I'm telling you now. They said, okay, who are those agents? I gave the names. They got the number, they called the agents, wherever they were. They drove to go and get them. They went to pick them up, put them in the boardroom and questioned them. And the agents say, yeah, it's true. What Dinaf is saying is true. And he referred us to this man. We went to do the job, but we got the certificate from another guy. They mentioned the name also of a guy that now, the one that now printed those certificates. So they let us go that day and they told us, okay, we should be on standby because anytime we need you, I'm going to call you to testify or be a witness, whatever. Yeah, it took about maybe how many months now? Because that was in the beginning of the year.
That was in the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Until last week. They called me on Wednesday, come to our office. I said, no, I can't come. I'm performing at the IUM. Maybe you've seen some clips. They said, okay, when can you come? I said, I can come on Friday morning, I'm free. Because on Wednesday, I'm performing at the handover of those equipment that the IUM hand gave over.
100%.
And then on Thursday, I'm performing it for the PhD candidates, IUM again. Then on Friday, I went to them. Then I just arrived there in their office. They just said, yeah, they have decided you must be charged for those things that we interviewed you about some months ago. I'm like, serious? Yeah, okay. I was with my wife, so I said, okay. They read my rights and what nonsense and asking me if I want the government, what lawyer or legal aid. Now, in my mind, I know almost that to have those type of lawyers, you wait forever.
Yes.
So I just called my lawyer, Kadila Momo. I said, no, I have a private lawyer. I don't want those people. So when we went to the charge office, because we just drove together, we went to the charge office. They wanted to lock me up. Okay? They wanted to lock me up in those cells. While they were preparing to do that, my lawyer showed up and said, I'm here for my client. Oh, then he went in the corner. He told me, okay, don't do this and this. Don't say anything, what. I'm quickly going to the magistrate to arrange for your bail. So he left to the, that was about, I was just only there for maybe 10, 15 minutes. He went. They called and said he must come now to the court. They want to give him bail. Within those 20, 30 minutes, I was released. And I went home. Only for, of course, when I arrived there, cameras and journalists were already there. As if somebody, I mean, not as if, but somebody informed the media that we have a higher profile person here. Come quickly. Because they just came immediately when I was there. And they followed us. That's how you saw those clips on social media, me walking freely up there. I wasn't with the police or with anybody. And then the charges now that, because the doctor was the one that was arrested with those charges.
Mm.
Those charges now duplicated to all of us, the doctor, the agent, and me.
Oh, okay.
I am the only one whose name is all over the paper. The others are not known. The reason I believe is it's me. So that is the case right now. We are now trying to get to the root of it. Otherwise, that's what happened.
Do you believe that the reporting was unfavorable towards your person?
The first report was unfavorable, and it was more like whoever wrote maybe was more on the side of whoever brought me to the station. It's like, because when I was talking to this agent, I mean the Namra people, they were not really friendly with me. They were very harsh, and they wished me to be locked up. And I believe, I'm suspecting between them and the police, somebody called the media because I needed to be embarrassed publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So when they wrote what they heard from the police, not what they heard from whoever, and then, or from Namra. Because the NBC later called all the people involved with anything that has to do with corruption, whether it's anti-corruption. Even Namra themselves, they denied arresting me that day, their chief. Because I understand they don't have any jurisdiction to arrest anybody by law.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever took me to that station, we are going to find out through my lawyer, Kucha, are you Namra or are you a police officer working at Namra? Because Namra cannot arrest.
Interesting.
And if that is the case, then somebody is going to be in trouble here.
Lastly, before I let you go, Navman, you see, and I'm sure you've seen the comments, right?
In fact, I was told not to read them.
Yeah, I know. It drives you crazy. Trust me, it drives you crazy. I've been there, my friend. I can tell you that right now. But from the people around you, in your circle, the close people around you, I'm sure they've informed you of some of these comments that have been said. The comments where people are all of a sudden popping up and leveling all sorts of things against you. Yeah, he also tried to bribe me. Yeah, he also tried to have me bribe him. Yeah, he's also the one that denied me this thing and this thing.
I saw those ones.
Are those things substantiated? And if they're not substantiated, perhaps on a technical mind, you will ask yourself, why are they only popping up right now? Why didn't they initiate these cases themselves, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question, because not only did I see comments from the general public, there were other musicians that were busy eating me up on social media. And these are people that when they were having their own issues along the years, I was the first one to help them financially. I gave money to these guys. And to see people on Facebook with his full name there saying, yeah, we even hear that he owns a joker's there, a bar, and a what, and he drinks like a fish. And you cannot go on social media to comment against me like that with your full name. Your name is not even fake, it's full name, like Naftali Amukwelele or Dinaf. You are supposed at least to hide your name, your identity. It shows to me that all these years you were having issues with me, but you never revealed, or you were scared of me. You're just waiting for me to be now in trouble so you can ride on that wave. Of course. So I was very, very surprised. I'm like, wow, I know these guys. I hang with these guys. And this is what they are saying. Okay, maybe they thought I was arrested. Then they would feel like now it's safer to talk about him because he can't do nothing. But what they don't know that I didn't even see the gate of the cell. But now here I am. I'm definitely going to find them and talk and engage them in a conversation. And I'm not going to beat up anybody. I'm just making that clear. I don't beat no more. I preach. But I just to say, my brother, is this how you now see me? And I have those comments. I've saved some of them. I've screenshot them. And then also to see that when I went for bail, I left everything at home. So I needed somebody to come to my rescue.
Yeah.
Most of the people that came to my rescue financially were not friends. Were not friends of mine. Were my colleagues at work. They came very quick, like the immigration officers. They didn't call me. They just drove and came and said, hey, we have this money. How much are they charging? So I learned something, and my eyes are open now. And now as I move towards my future, I still know that I will meet some of these guys and they will still come to me to borrow money. Even those that are saying are old jokers, they will go to jokers and borrow drinks there. And so it's now for me to decide whether I continue helping them or not, because instead of them to come to me and say, listen, what can I do for you? I'm hearing this and this. They are the one putting more petrol in the fire. It opened my eyes. I was just going along thinking that, isn't I a Christian? Just help the people. Now I'm going to be both a Christian and a man.
Is there a specific name that surprised you the most?
From the comments.
Mm.
Shikololo surprised me.
Shikololo was commenting about you?
Yeah, I have the screenshot.
No, man, not Shikololo. Even I know. Okay, let me not reveal things. But I know.
I will send you the screenshot after I hang up.
Wow.
He surprised me the most because I come a long way with him from the days of Fidel and Shikololo.
Yes, you do. I know that, even myself.
Yeah, he was the one eating me up there with the rest of the people. The rest of the people, I don't know them who he was talking to. So, but the out of the people that came to my rescue from the industry, of course, people like you called me and you SMS me. Gaza also came through and said, let me know how much is the bill. He arrived yesterday. He was not in the country. He just found the country abuzz with enough news everywhere. And then he called me and said, hey, listen, I'm hearing this. What is happening? I said, no, this and this happened, but I'm going to my lawyer now. He said, okay, after you have seen your lawyer, let me know how much he's charging. I'm ready for you.
At the end of the day, like I always say, Naf man, there's two sides to your story. Thank you so much, Dinaf. We appreciate you, my good sir, for according us this opportunity to talk to you. We wish you all the best with the case, and we will keep track with you. And yes, off air, you know me and you, we have our friendship. We'll talk, my man.
No, appreciate, man. Thanks a lot.
That's it. Cheers. Let's leave it at that. It's 8:56. That's your time. On the other side, we will check out some of your comments with regards either to the Dinaf situation and so much more.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.